The Nation Station, Metz Radio. And with the time at 16 minutes to 11, it's time for us to put our spotlight on Georgia Maddox as we go into this week's Sundown session. Now, I mentioned a little while ago that George has been having a wonderful time on stage as the princess in the pantomime Puss in Boots and the Three Musketeers at Dreamstar Productions on the Gaiety Theatre stage. We're giving everybody a fantastic night out with a real traditional pantomime. But it isn't the first time that pantomime has been significant for Georgia, as I discovered when I asked her if there was a moment when she realised that, you know, she was quite good at this singing and dancing and acting kind of thing.
Well, I first started performing, found my voice at the age of six, really, in the pantomime. I was in a pantomime at the Gaiety Theatre. I was only six, and I had a little part, and I was singing, and I was acting, and I was dancing, and I just, from then, it just really grew on me that all I wanted to do was perform, so.
When you're six, you can do anything.
You can just do anything, sing anything you want, and just think you're great, really.
Which is very lovely. So then it all got a little bit more formal.
Yes, well, I've always been into musical theatre. That's always been my thing, really. I mean, I like pop songs and stuff like that, but musical theatre is my thing, really.
To go to, without a home, without a friend, without a face to say hello to. And now the night is near, now I can make believe he's here. Sometimes I walk alone at night when everybody else is sleeping. I think of him and then I'm happy with the company I'm keeping. The city goes to bed and I can live inside my head. On my own, pretending he's beside me. All alone, I walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes and he has found me. In the rain, the pavement shines like silver. All the lights are misty in the river. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight. And all I see is him and me forever and forever. And I know it's only in my mind that I'm talking to myself and not to him. And although I know that he is blind, still I say there's a way for us. I love him, but when the night is over, he is gone. The river's just a river. Without him, the world around me changes. The trees are barren everywhere, the streets are full of strangers. I love him, but every day I'm learning. All my life, I've only been pretending. Without me, his world will go on turning. A world that's full of happiness that I have never known.
I love him. I love him, but only on my own. I chose to sing On My Own from Les Miserables and Defying Gravity from Wicked. Les Miserables is by far my favourite musical of all time, and I sung the song On My Own, which Samantha Box, as we all know, she's famous now from The Isle of Man, that was her song, so to sing that song is a big thing for me, and it's definitely one of my favourites, and I enjoy singing it. And the song I chose from Wicked, Defying Gravity, that's a big song, so that was a challenge, but it was lovely to sing.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can pull me down. I'm through accepting limits. 'Cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love. I guess I lost. Well, if that's love, it comes as much too high a cost. I'd sooner buy defying gravity. Kiss me good. My future is unlimited, and I've just had a vision almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy and true, the vision's hazy, but I swear someday I'll be. Flying solo, at least I'm flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me. Tell them how I am defying gravity. I'm flying high, defying gravity, and soon I'll match them in renown. And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me down. Bring me down. Oh.
Do you like a challenge? Do you like a difficult song?
I do. I do like a difficult song. I do, because you have time to, I have time to work on it with my singing teacher to make it just as perfect as it can be, really. If you're performing it, obviously, on stage, you want to give the song character. So you've got to really feel the song. And On My Own and Define Gravity are both very different songs. And On My Own's more emotional, so you've really got to show the effect in your voice and stuff.
If you're singing these in a concert setting, like in the studio now, you have to get into that character straight away.
Yes, definitely. Well, I just recently performed in the Isle of Culture, the Island of Culture show, Isle of Culture at the Villa Marina, and they did a Les Miserables section, and I was lucky to play the part of Eponine from Les Mis, and I had to sing that song. And even though it was more of a concert version more than actually acting it, I still had to really feel the song when I was singing it.
When you're not practicing, working on a part, who are you listening to at the moment?
I'm into Chris Brown at the moment, and I like Beyonce, and I'm a big Whitney Houston fan, and a Michael Jackson fan as well. I love all their songs. It will never get old. Like Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, they will never, ever, ever get old. No one will ever forget about them. Their songs will always be ace.
Prediction from young person who knows about music.
Yep.
So tell us, Georgia, what are you working on at the moment?
Well, I'm preparing for my grade 7 musical theatre exam. I've never done a musical theatre exam before, so I'm looking forward to it. And I'm doing 4 songs. I'm doing All That Jazz from Chicago. I'm doing I Give My Life for You from Miss Saigon, Define Gravity from Wicked, and I'm also doing Another Suitcase from Another Hall from Evita.
Are you allowed to choose your pieces for this exam?
My singing teacher chose them for me, and they're all brilliant songs. I was the mistress in Evita about 3 or 4 years ago at the Gaiety, Taylor and Productions, and I think I was only 14 or 15, and obviously playing a mistress at that age was slightly odd, but you just bring your own character to it, and I sung it the way I wanted to sing it, and I sung it the same every night, and yeah, it was great.
Would you like to make this into a career, Georgia?
I would, definitely. It's all I want to do, really.
Is it?
I can't see myself doing anything else. It's just what I enjoy to do, and that's what I hope to do. Currently do my A-levels now, so hopefully I'll get them grades for my A-levels, and when I'm 18, hopefully go off to London to go to a theatre school. I'm not sure which one yet, but I'll just go and try for a few.
Georgia Maddox, I hope that your star continues to rise and rise. I want to be looking back when you're there on the West End stage and saying, I remember when I talked to Georgia when she was just going to do her exams and she was still living on the island. Georgia, it's an absolute joy to listen to your music. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
I love him, but only on my own.
And that was our Sundown session for this week, with the spotlight on the very talented Georgia Maddox, who has just got the most gorgeous smile. And if you do Facebook things, go and have a look at the Sundown page. There's a picture of Georgia that I took just after we'd recorded that session here in the studios. And we will have another Sundown session, same time, same place, next Sunday night. And I can tell you now that the spotlight next week will be on Simon Lynch. That's right, the Simon Lynch, who is currently in rehearsal with Manx Operatic Society, West Side Story, takes to the Gaiety stage in March, and Simon is Tony. He'll be talking to us and singing some songs for us on our Sundown session next week. Thanks again to this week's star, Georgia Maddox.